all care about some things. Okay, like I said, today's daf is daf tes. We are on the top of daf tes at the two dots. And we're still talking about a brisa that we quoted on daf vav. We're getting to the end of the brisa. And let's just dive right into it. And then we'll give a couple of things, couple of items that you need to know before you understand this gemara. Acherim omrim, the Acherim had said in the brisa that iskopa mishameshes shtei rishuyos. We had talked about a threshold. If you can imagine, you know, there's a door, kind of a door, and you have, what's it called, on the outside? The mantle, I guess. Right. And what's the deal with the threshold, right? The door closes on the inside, and, you know, you have a bit of a threshold, and then you have a shisarabim. So the question is, what's the deal with the threshold? What can you do? So the Acherim had said that it works both ways. Bizman shepesa pasuach, when the door is open, so the threshold is kilifnim. Pesach noel, but when it's closed, then it's kalachutz. Okay, then it's as if it's rishus harabim. And so just that was a statement in the Brisa. So two things that you really need to know before we go vayter in this Gemara is the following. The Gemara is going to assume that we're talking about a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway, and an alleyway that's not mafulash, that's not open on both sides. So you have an alleyway that has three walls, excuse me, and the entrance leads out into rishus harabim. Now, normally, if you want to carry within that mavui, you need to put some sort of heker, some sort of eruv. You can put either what's called a lechi or a kora. A lechi is a beam that goes horizontally, that goes from the floor up 10 tvachim. A kora is a beam that goes on top of the opening, on top of the, I guess, the exit from the mavui. And that would go from side to side. That would be horizontal. I guess so the lechi would be vertical. Sorry, my bad. So the lechi would be up and down on the side, let's say by the wall, and the korah would be on top. Now, the din is that inside the lechis, it's mutter to carry, but once you pass the lechi, so then it is no longer mutter to carry. The implication is that the assumption is that the lechi is placed at the innermost part of the threshold. So if you can imagine, you have a door, and you have the mantle, and the lechi is going to be put on the innermost part of the threshold, to the point when you walk through, you've already passed the area. As soon as you step past the lechi, you've passed the area of a heter. If you want to carry through a threshold, so then you need another lechi at the end of the threshold, yeah, and then, you know, before you get into rishus harabim. A korah, which is dalet al dalet, but the korah that is dalet amos, is you're allowed to carry underneath it. So that's the difference between a korah and a lechi. A korah, again, it goes on top. You're allowed to carry underneath it because we view it as if it goes down and there's like a whole wall there or something. So you are still allowed to carry underneath it, but a lechi, you're only allowed to carry in the mavui, in the inside of the mavui, up until the lechi. Again, the lechi being the vertical thing that you put on the side of the wall. And past the lechi is no good. And if you want to carry the threshold, you're going to have to put another lechi at the edge of the threshold for you to carry underneath the threshold. So, okay, so let's read. So, we said, again, the Acherim said that the threshold, the askopa, depends on whether the door is open or closed. Okay, the Gemara says, afal gavdol espe lechi. That implies, right, you didn't mention anything about a lechi, that apparently you don't need a second lechi to carry inside the threshold. But we learned, right, this is Gemara and Erevin, Tocha Pesach Tzorich Lechi Acher Latiro. If you're going to carry inside of the Pesach, i.e. inside the threshold, you need another Lechi at the end of the threshold to let you carry under there. V'chitei medalespe dalet al dalet. If you tell me there's less than dalet al dalet underneath the threshold, you have Amarav Chama Bar Guria Amarav Tocha Pesach Afal Pisha Ein Bo Dalet Al Dalet Tzarech Lechi Acher Latiro. It doesn't matter how big the threshold is. It doesn't matter how big the escopa is. Regardless, you need another lechi to carry underneath and through this threshold. So Amarav Yudah Amarav Hachal Beiskopas Mavu Yaskinan. So that's not a chiddush, right? But the chiddush is Chetzio Makora VeChetzio Eino Makora. And the case is like this, that you have a korah on top of it, half of it is covered, and half of it is not. The korah of klape pnim, and the innermost part of the threshold is covered over, meaning you have a korah, but it's on the inside of the what's it called, of the threshold. Okay. Therefore, pesach pasuach kilefnim pesach nal kolachutz. I mean, that korah will allow you to carry through the threshold. Yeah, like we said before, if a korah is dalet al dalet, so you're allowed to carry underneath it. But if the door is closed, so then that's just a beam in the middle of nowhere. Meaning, as long as the korah is on top of an exit to a mabui, so then you're allowed to carry in the mabui and underneath the threshold, underneath the korah. But once the door is slammed shut, so then you just have a korah there that doesn't do anything. And that's why our acherim will say that you can, if the door is open, you can use that threshold, you can carry underneath it, because you're dealing with a situation that where you have a korah on top that is dalet amos. Rav Ashi gives a different reason answer. He says la'olam really know the cases biskopas biases kenan. Really, we're dealing with a case where you're talking about a threshold of a house. Ukagon shekira b'shtei koros. The korah is not one. Well, I guess I'll just go a little lighter. She'ein bezu arba v'ein bezu arba. That there are two korahs on top of the threshold, and neither of them has enough dalet amos. Neither of them is big enough. I believe it's is dalet tefachim or dalet amos. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it must be dalet tefachim, right? Hold on, just occurred to me. As I'm saying it out loud, let me see if I can find it in Rashi. There are a lot of Rashis. Hold on. Yeah, it's Tfachim. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I keep on saying Dalet Amos. It's Tfachim. The Korah has to be four Tfachim for you to carry underneath it. And in this case, neither of the Korahs on top are four Tfachim. If it ain't bein zuluzu shlosha, but the korahs themselves are not three tefachim from each other, and videlet ba'emtza, and then when the door closes, it closes between. So yeah, the korahs themselves are less than three tefachim away from each other. That will combine them because of lavud. So let's say you're dealing with two korahs that are 2.5 tefachim, and they are one tefach away from each other. So that will combine in terms of lavud. But the door is in the middle. So when the door is closed, the door stops, cuts between the two korahs. And therefore, you don't have dalet tefachim for the korah. But when the door is open, so then you have the principle of lavud, and the korah will combine, and therefore you can carry underneath it, and you can carry in the threshold. And therefore, pesach pasuch kilefnim, pesach nol kilechutz. Therefore, if it's open, it's like it's inside, i.e. you can carry in the mavui, and then underneath the threshold, because you have two korahs that are less than four tefachim, but you have the lavud that combines the two. But if it's closed, so then obviously the lavud doesn't work, because the door is slammed shut and you have a break between the two korahs. Okay, that's a little difficult. I apologize if I didn't say so well. I had a little break in the middle. Let's go a little weiter. And then on the base is already back to brachos sinyanim. Vim haisa iskopa gvoa yud v'rach v'dalin harei zu rishus la'atma. If the threshold was its own rishus, is big enough to be its own rishus, then it is its own rishus. And Rashi writes, "In metaltalim ba afilu min abayis v'alfagad d'shnei rishus hayachid." And even though both of them are considered rishus hayachid, it's its own rishus hayachid. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to carry from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid, even if it's inside that same rishus hayachid. And we'll see why. I think Gemara will talk about it. But either way, yeah, at the end, we'll see at the end. Misayei leil Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, and this proves Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi's shita. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, Kol Makom Shata Motzi Beis Rishuyos Vehein Rishus Achas. Any place you have two Rishuyos, but they're in one, they're the same Rishus. Could go an Amud Rishus Hayochid, like you have a pillar in Rishus Hayochid. Gvoa Yud Verachav Dalit. It's 10. By 4 tefachim, which is the size of a rishus hayachid, so it's in your backyard, but it's 10 by 4. Aser l'kaseif aleha, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put rest something on top of it. Gzeira mishum tel b'rishus harabim, because you may come to do the same thing in the rishus harabim. If you do it when you're in your backyard, you may rest something on top of the same 10 by 4 item in rishus harabim, and then obviously that's a big problem, because now you just went from rishus harabim to rishus hayachid. And that is Aser Midoraisa. Okay, fine. Viter. Amar Beis, new Mishnah. Lo Yeshev Adam Lefnei HaSapar. A person should not sit to get a haircut. Samach Lamincha Ad Shiz Palal. If it's Samach Lamincha, if it's close to Mincha time, Rashi writes Kodim Mincha. Usually we've had it, obviously, the famous Mishnayos in Pesachim that says Samach is half an hour. But you should not get close to, you should not sit down for a haircut close to Mincha until you daven. Lo yikanes adam lamerchatz, you shouldn't go into a bathhouse below the bursuki and not to a tanning place. Not for you to tan your skin, right? To tan animal hides, i.e. it's like a parnat, it's a business that you're running. Velo lechol, you shouldn't sit to eat. Velo ladin, you shouldn't go in judgment before Mincha until you daven. Ve mitchilu, and if you did start though, ein mafsikin, you don't stop. Mafsikin the Kriya Shema, you would stop for Kriya Shema, ve'im mafsikin the Tefila, but you don't stop for davening. Just Rashi writes, why do we have these? Right, just the third Rashi over there says, "V'had Tani Hacha." Why are we talking about this now? Right, weren't we just talking about Otzah? V'shem the Dami l'had Tani Gabal lo yitzei achayet b'mechto. Erev Shabbos, we're going to get to where it says that a person shouldn't go out with his needle. A chayit is a tailor. A person shouldn't go out to, you know, in Shusar Adim, you know, with his needle still in his jacket, because he may come to forget himself and then carry on Shabbos, etc. So that's what we're getting towards. But right now, some tefillah sugyas. So Gemara says, "Hi, Samach Mincha. Which Mincha are we talking about? Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana. Ilim il Mincha Gedola, Amai lo." Or if you're telling me that you can't do any of these things next to Mincha Gedola, well, Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours into the day. Ha'ika Shus Bayom Tuva. You have a lot of time to take care of this stuff. Well, you could do this for many hours and then daven afterwards. Ella Samach Mincha Ketana must be Samach Mincha Ketana. And the Gemara says, "Wait a second. Im hid chilu in mafzikin." You're telling me that if you start, you don't need to stop. Name a davitu who stood to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. That should be a steer against Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said. Dam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, kevi shegi zman mincha, tvan zman tefilas mincha, also la adam shiitam klum, kadam shiis palal. It's also to taste anything before you daven, as soon as mincha time comes, yispal tefilas mincha. So that seems to be a steer against Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's shita, right? You said you can sit down by a meal, you don't have to stop. You tell me it's also to taste anything, but how could you? It doesn't make any sense that should steer his thing, because otherwise you would have to stop. So Gemara says, "Lo la olam samach mincha gedola." Really, our mission is talking about by mincha gedola. So what's the issue here with all that time left in the day? You're talking about tesporas ben alasha. You're talking about this really fancy haircut that ben alasha learned to give the kohen gadol. Apparently, it took a very very long time to cut the kohen gadol's hair. You had to be very careful. Rashi explains already, I'm not sure I understand exactly how he would do it. He had to cut this side and make sure, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly. Because Yechasma was a Rosham, it's a Pasuk in Yechezkel. Anyway, it was a very fancy haircut. And therefore it took a long time. So we are worried that you may miss Mincha. V'lo lemerchatz, what do you mean in the bathhouse? Look, kulei milsa demerchatz, to the entire bathhouse, right? You go in for a shower, and a schwitz, and a dip in the pool, and a massage, and the whole deal. V'lo lebursiki, you shouldn't go into a tannery. The bursiki gedola, a big one, a big tannery, so Rashi writes, oros harbe uvetchilos tikunam, right? It's a long process to take care of all these animal hides, and you might get consumed with all the work. V'lo lechol b'suda gedola, right, you shouldn't eat in a big suda. V'lo ladin b'tchilas din, and you shouldn't sit at the beginning of judgment, because judgment sometimes can take a long time. V'racha bar Yaakov omer, V'racha bar Yaakov says, la'olam b'tisporis didan l'chachila. So really, we're talking about our haircuts, and l'chachila, even l'chachila, amaylo, why shouldn't you do that? Because amaylo yeshev, why shouldn't you sit? Gzer shema yishaber Hazug, we're going to see that all the examples are, yeah, you shouldn't sit down for these things that usually take a small amount of time, because it could be that they could lead to longer amounts of time if something goes wrong. By a haircut, if the scissors break. V'lo lemerchatz lehazia be'alma lechachila amaylo, right? You shouldn't go to merchatz just to take a schwitz. Why not? Gzira shema yitalfa. Maybe you'll faint in there. Maybe you'll miscalculate how much how much water you're drinking, and you may faint, and that's obviously going to get drawn out. V'lo lebursiki, why shouldn't you go into a tannery? Le'yuna bi'alma, just to check things out. Lechachila amaylo, why shouldn't you do that? Dilma chazi pseida bezvine umatrin. Maybe you'll see a loss in your business, And you'll be the Havatir there. Rashi writes, Yitztayer, V'yaytar b'tzaro v'lo yispalal. You'll be so upset about the loss of potential earnings that you won't daven. All right, Davka, now we're dealing with a difficult economic crisis, but we shouldn't be so torud that we shouldn't be able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, where our parnasa really comes from. V'lo lechol b'suda k'tana. You shouldn't have a small suda. L'chachila milo. What's the problem? Dilma asi lem shuche. Maybe it will continue, right? Food sometimes is good. And a suda is good. Good food, good company. It may drag on. V'lola din, big gemara din. Maybe it's big gemara din. But lechachila milo. Why can't you do it? Del machazi time of a saser dina. Because maybe some sort of logic will come up, and then you'll retract and you'll contradict the din, and you'll have to go thinking about how to go about cheshbening at the din again. When is the beginning of a haircut? Because again, it doesn't say you shouldn't get a haircut. You shouldn't sit in front of the sapar. You shouldn't sit in front of the barber. So that implies like a little bit beforehand. So when is that? When they put the sheet, the nylon sheet that covers you right on your body. So that's when you're gonna. That's the beginning of the haircut. What's the beginning of the merchatz? I'm Rav Avid Mishiara Me'afaraso Mehemenu. When you start taking off your cloth, Rashi writes it's a handkerchief. I think sudar, right? It's a sudar. Perhaps it's a head covering. Okay, when you start taking off your clothing, I'm Rav Avid. No, sorry. What's the beginning of the tanning process? When you tie your clothes between your shoulders, that's like just like you would kind of on. I guess the equivalent nowadays would be to roll up your sleeves. What's the beginning of eating? Rav Amar Mishito Yadav, when you wash. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mishiata Chagura. Rabbi Chanina says when you undo your belt. Right, that used to be not inappropriate. Now it's certainly inappropriate. But back then, that was the beginning of the meal. For little pligin, it's not actually a machokas. Halam ba'alahu. Right, that's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Right, in Bavel, they would undo their belts. In Eretz Yisrael, they would not. They would wash their hands. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Osai, Mitzvah Shem will go weiter tomorrow. Have a great night.